Something. You have to give out something. Yeah. You have to give out CD.
Last year.
Last year. Fossil last year. Some of this year.
Hey. But not from this year. Right. Okay, good evening. Make a growth of the roof of the floor. And the drum shall coil the ebony roaring.
Amen.
Square. Your technique of squeezing out the food is improving very much. You know, after a while or so, get into it. You know, also the combination, mixing it, right? Anyway, first I, as always, we want to thank the Bnei Shalom that we have this marvelous place here. Rosh Hashanah is a big cold tonight. I don't know whether he's going to pick up the cord. Big cold Torah. Okay, Rabbi says, so we thank the Bnei Shalom that we have, the auspices of this place. You know, the time, myself, is like goes so fast, sporadic. You know, according to my own self, I thought it should be like 8:30 this year. And look at the court, I don't know how much time we went to. It's unbelievable. No, it's not a piece of paper. No, starting a little bit late, these last couple of weeks, and I wanted to make a stop and start early, and I thought that numbers would be here at like 8:30 or something. Look at the time it is. Okay. So, Rabbosai, we also thank the Bnei Shalom that we have our Chabura, Baruch Hashem, Yedidim Mahuvim, that we all have a Cheshek to come together. Hashem should give us Yek Bishmaya, and should we have a Shlocha with our Ritzoneinu HaToy. What did we work on last time that we were here, Rabbosai?
Asking self-motivation, asking to self-motivate people.
Right. In other words, but the main thing you wouldn't hear about, I think last time. The main punchline of it was positive communication. Like, in other words, the tool that a person can use to inspire somebody for self-motivation is positive communication. But in other words, the main issue that we wanted to get across, the main chizik, was positive communication. But led us to it is that Moshe Beinu, beginning of Vayakel, it says that Api Diburo, they got together Api Diburo, so it was based on he motivated them to his Dibur. So what I wanted to get out is that the importance of positive communication, which leads to, of course, to motivate somebody that they should be inspired. But the main thing is positive communication. That was the main point. Rebarak wasn't here last time, so Jimmy, you have something you want to share with us?
I managed it a few times. Maybe not twice a day, but I managed it a few times with my kids, with other people. Sometimes I realized afterwards that it should have been.
Okay, it's good. It's also good. You can share. What do you have to say? Yeah.
Also not, I didn't do it twice a day. I roughly mentioned to try to do it when I want to ask me for somebody a favor or something, I want to do something for somebody. I wasn't in that context usually. It was more like in the, when I'm speaking to somebody, like more the children, I think, trying to do
more than.
It's more with my kids, I think, than other people. But I didn't, not trying to do favors necessarily, but try to, like, you know, even car, try to be on the level, try to be, so I did a few times.
Just the fact that we have an awareness of it, you know, it's on our conscience to think about it, that itself, you know, helps to be kinder, helps to be kinder. But it's such a basic trait in Klal Yisrael. And how much, especially in this country, how we have to be, you know, conscious of it, because in this country, I don't want to make a kitzur about this song, but in this country, we're living in a society that is a tremendous trend, just the opposite, you know, both negatively. Again, I don't like to make a kitzur, but you have to be aware of it, because we have to ourselves, you know, be on the guard as much as we could, not to be influenced, and of course our family, our kids, it's so difficult, you know, you hear it, I'm sure that you're all aware of it. You know, your kids come in from off the street, and if you don't hear it, that's wonderful. It's a gift. But because of the street and the mentality here, the kids come in the house, and sometimes it's not so pleasant hearing how they communicate. It's not our mentality. You know, it's a negativeness and fighting. I hope that you don't witness it, but unfortunately, what do you have to say with my son?
I did it. I wasn't as consistent as I would like to. When I did remember it, I tried to the idea of positiveness. Whatever.
I know your family, you know, like yourselves, you know, that we come from Switzerland, and the kids, of course, are growing up here. And their speaking language is Hebrew. So the American families, they dafka insist on in the house speaking English. And that's sometimes they do it because they want the kids to know another language. But these families do it mainly with the intent that at least the mentality, the Kitzur's mentality of communication, it, you know, is geared in itself much more positive than, of course, than what's going on here. So they definitely want the kids to talk in English, because English, you know, we used to expressing ourselves, you know, in a positive way most of the time. So they're hoping that at least in the house they'll hear positive communication, which, you know, because of English and how we're used to expressing ourselves. So at least they're hoping that at least in the house they'll hear positive communication.
Would you ever recommend that?
Whether it's a good idea, I mean, it sounds like a good idea. Yaakov, you always, you know, hit the spot with this, you know, like I usually come in after a long time of, you know, so it's not as efficient, but it's really. Rabbi Sai, I'm Lochem Ruba, it's Man Kotzer. What I could do with you tonight, you know, Mishinichas Adam Marvin Bishimcha, right? So, but like you said, maybe what we'll do tonight, we say, you know, I think last week we mentioned one or two H's about Simcha, no, for other, did we mention?
Drink a bit, dance a bit, drink.
Right. A bit of Chayim, Ligan, Likud. So, I'd like to go through other, you know, a list of many, many other H's that we can have for Simcha. It's a very big Inyan. Now it's the real McCoy, right? Now it's the real stuff. Real stuff, if I say. So, let's try to think of H's, really H's, that for Simcha and Adar, right? I have a list here that a spontaneous list I made up just from thinking. I think I have 14 or 15 items on the list. So let's see how many we can make up, as I say. So I think that counting your blessings is one of the important ones, right? You sit down and you think of all the good things. Now, we're enjoying it all the time. Hashem is bestowing upon us all these blessings. Life, just the fact that we're alive, is just a tremendous bracha. Do we ever think about that? You ever find yourself thinking, well, I'm so happy to be alive, and so happy, that I have organs, Oshir, Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim, to have a family, to have a roof over your head, all these are major things that Hashem is always giving us, and we live with them, being recipients of them all the time. But to be able to appreciate them, everybody say, to sit down a few minutes every day and think how wonderful these gifts are, right? So let's go on with our list, everybody say. Disregarding priorities, right? Whatever comes to our heads, right? So far we have three, right? We've discussed here in the past, Suga de Zimra, saying Suga de Zimra, because Krishna is a source of Simcha, right? Which I suggest maybe writing it down, right? You have paper, I can give you paper, if you want, and pencil, anybody want paper, pencil?
If you want to, you might get.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if you want the old system, you want the new system.
I don't know if you know what this is. It's called paper. It's something from the past. Our distant past. Our forefathers used that. So we have counting and blessing. We have the Suga de Zimra, right? Because Krishna. Then you have enjoying some food that you like. Some people like asparagus tips. Some people like okra, or broccoli, cauliflower.
Spinach.
Some of us like a piece of chocolate, a good piece of chocolate, right? So just to indulge some, Michael, that you enjoy eating, bring simchot, right? Now we have Ein Simcha Katoras HaSveikis. Sometimes you're walking around for many years in doubt about certain things, and it's flying in your head back and forth, and you sit down with either the Talmud Chacham, a Pikeach, a smart person, to talk it over once and for all. They say in Yiddish, Eichon for Alamol, Hamachat Tamid. So talk it out, maybe try to come to a conclusion. Another one is sometimes you have a conflict with somebody, lo na'im, and either you're righteous with him or angry, annoyed. So work it out with him. Sit down and work it out with him. So that brings a tremendous simcha, they say. We go on with the list. Learning a little Torah, especially for Simcha. Sit down for a few minutes there. I'm learning these few minutes for Torah Hashem Samchei Lei. So that brings Simcha, Rabbi Sai, a little bit Simcha, a little bit learning. Thinking about the Bnei Shalom himself, that the Bnei Shalom is in control of the world, and he's with you. you know, he's the boss, the control of everything. He's really simple. You know, the fact that you know that the controller of the world is there with you, and that control, so you have a tremendous sympathy in that. I have a very interesting story to tell, you know, about that, but we'll see if we have time for it. It's just an example of how, you know, this thing could be a symptom. Balatanya and the Sharon both say that it's a source of simcha, everybody says. Source of simcha. You smile at somebody, say good morning, you know, and you yourself have simcha from that. Sometimes I enjoy going over to these bus drivers, these negative bus drivers. I get on the bus and they have such a phenomenal look on their face, you know, so bitter, absorbing, and I give them this big smile and say, shalom, boker tov. And you see their face lights up like mamish, whole metamorphosis change from this, you know, sad, you know, the look on their face to face, like their face lights up, you know. The one that does it brings simcha to himself also, right? You do a chesed to somebody, that's a source of simcha, as I say. Think of past memories in your life, you know, of pleasant things that happened to you, that a source of simcha, right, as I say. How many do we have so far? How many do we have so far?
I have 10.
Huh? So what about some good jokes? Kosher, everybody say. Some good kosher jokes, right? You sure? That's all we have?
What about saying a L'chaim? Having a L'chaim, is that under food?
Oh, sure, that was number one.
Oh, I missed that one.
I mean, right, and the sing and the dance, that's number two.
Yeah.
Right. So how many is that all together now, are we saying?
Six. Thirteen. Huh, how many have?
13.
I have 13.
13. Now, if you're capable of doing it, Rabbi Sai, thinking of a chiddush, you know, think about some kasha that's bothering you, you know, it's something in Torah, and then trying to think out some kind of a chiddush, Rabbi Sai, that's a tremendous source of simcha. Right? So we have a pretty nice list over here. How many do you have all together?
14.
Right. And some joyous activity also. Something that you enjoy doing. You know, something that, like, you know, going parachuting, right? Or skiing on the Alps. Right. Scuba diving, you know. But, you know, some kind of little thing that you enjoy doing. Okay, Rabbi Sai, so just very quickly now. So I would suggest, Rabbi Sai, maybe doing at least a few of them every day. Now, if you want to try to do all 15, that would be fantastic, you know. But at least a few of them, if you want to divide them up and do like 3 or 4 of these every day. However you want to divide it, but try to do like a group of them every day. Okay, Rabbi Sai?
Marvin Simcha is also Simcha the whole.
What?
Marvin the Simcha also includes Simcha the whole. Enjoying food and going to exciting places, it's also part of the Simcha Vara.
No, it's important that when you eat something that a piece of chocolate you enjoy, you have a Simcha from it.
Right, we're saying.
So that Simcha.
Marvin Simcha includes also the whole. Dibri whole.
I mean, of course, not. I mean, Simcha is Simcha. Simcha is, you have a certain nerve inside, right? A certain, you know, a certain coke in your body, right? that when that's stimulated, so you have simcha. It doesn't matter how we tickle it, but you have simcha. So it's a mitzvah. Marvin b'simcha. That nerve, that capacity that we have, simcha, that's stimulated. So that's marvin b'simcha. Right. So however you can stimulate it, if it's with chocolate or skiing, but you have simcha. So you have stimulated that simcha nerve. So try to do at a certain amount every day. Also, now very important, everybody says, last few seconds you have left. Very, very important. In order to get, the right amount out of Purim, the goal should be to squeeze out, chizik out of Purim. Even though, despite the Suda and the Megillah and the Shlachmanis and everything, the whole Tumah of Purim, the main point, like we always talk about in our group here, is to get chizik, right? In order for that to happen, you have to make hachonis, you have to prepare. And the best way of preparing, first of all, learning a little bit every day, making a seder in the Megillah, doing the Chazal and the Drushim on the Megillah, right? What do I say? Number one, number two, make a seder in Halacha. Also, like we always do that before the Yantif. Look at me and turn it on. Okay, anyway. Okay, Rabbi Say, we got it. We got these things and we have the halacha and we have learning the Megillah. Okay, Rabbi Say, you should have a bracha batzlacha, siyata d'shmaya, as always, Rabbi Say. Hashem should bring, the tremendous ultimate sense of Yeshua's Mashiach, the Kainan, Mamash Makarov, everybody says.
Amen.